traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's like, dude, I was not this guy.
You had
like,
to earn it.
Trust me, I was not that guy. I still don't feel like I'm that guy inside. I have a lot of confidence and I could speak and I could say my thoughts to people correctly. But it all started from going into the gym. And I go on my phone a lot too when I'm working out. I'm not a perfect human being. Just go out there and don't be a bitch. Do it.
Oh, we're rolling?
Yeah.
I've got an iPod here. A first generation iPod, maybe a second generation iPod. I wanted to talk to the alien guy, Dr. Greer, about it to see if maybe aliens were the reason why this
device exists.
I'm upset you didn't hit that joke.
I was waiting for you to hit that joke. And every time I pull it out, dude, I want something good to happen when I pull it out, bro.
Talking about your wiener or the iPod?
My bad.
I also thought you were afraid to pull some jokes against him because he's fucking huge.
Massive.
Why is a UFOologist so large in stature?
I told him all this like messed up shit I was going to say to him. And then he came out and he's like, I'm Dr. Greer. And I was like, hey, Dr. Greer, good to meet you today.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. We love you. We love you. And this podcast is great, except you know what's not great? Today, I'm just going to say
tough
it.
Day.
Yeah. It's shit. It Our happens. Energy is all scattered. All three of us are on different frequencies right now. Do you know what I was doing this morning?
Go roll it.
Yeah, roll it.
Bro, you know when you go to the DMV and you have to wait in line to get your license?
Yo, okay. Now, put steroids in that. I was getting a new passport because my Tibetan Mastiff ate my passport. You know what it's like when they go, what happened to your old one? And I have to look at them straight face and go,
My dog ate my passport.
And it actually happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have that. Now I threw the whole vibe off. With
the vibe's already off, bro.
It's just a fuck day.
Here's the thing, though. I think the vibe is so far off that it's on.
I agree. Can we, enough with your positivity, bro.
I mean, all right.
Fuck you. Can we just redact the one?
I think there's a way around it. I'm just saying.
Bro, hey, yo, sometimes it's just a shitty day, bro.
I mean, dude, you got to just champ it. You got to just champ it up and keep going, bro.
You know what I'm going to do?
Can't take
because
the
I think it's going to work. I'm going to keep deflecting with comedy. It just, look, man, I come in, Spencer's like, I have a meeting. You're an hour late to your podcast. I'm like,
well, because I've been sitting waiting for my passport.
No,
for 4 hours this morning.
All you said was just no.
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 I'm like, what do you mean, no? That's not cool. We'll talk about it later. Because I have no time. I have no mental energy. Mike took my dongle. So now I stole someone else's dongle. There's a chain reaction.
No, I took someone else's dongle. Damn. And now you're using that one.
Well, you know what? That's Apple's fault. That's none of your faults. Okay.
That's so
that
true.
That is Apple's fault.
So, yep,
Tim Cook was being a giant
dick. Actually Tim Apple.
Okay.
Tim
so, Apple. So really quickly. So then we're going to the airplane mode premiere tonight. Airplane mode dropping. Are we even doing this?
I don't know.
So airplane mode dropping.
Jeff's holding up bunny ears. Does that mean
the 2nd of August?
The 2nd of August.
In theaters and select cities, check local listings, and also day and date, he keeps saying, which means I think it's going to be online as well. So you guys are finally going to get to see airplane mode. I don't know why I'm promoting it. I wasn't in it, and I didn't get paid to do this. So, but I'm doing it anyway, so enjoy the movie.
No, yeah, enjoy the movie. You're going to see it soon. I'm going to get details. You know why? My brain has been clustered for so long. I told Andre, before you guys walked in, the moment I opened the door from the Uber back from LAX after Sweden, the moment I opened the door, Andre was filming me. And from that point to now, I have not stopped
anything.
No, I've never been this busy in my life.
What can we take?
Not even while daily vlogging.
No.
Daily vlogging was different, bro. Daily vlogging is like, that's kind of the only thing that mattered for the day. And when you put the camera down, you can chill. Now we're on like bigger, like type business.
Yeah. Adventures. Once you put the camera down, there's like 10 businesses that you're building.
Horrifying.
What's the takeaway from all of this that we could offer before we bring our guests on? Like about time management. Like this has been, by the way, I'm with you. This has been horrible. It's just been starting at 7:38 in the morning, exact time. All the way through till midnight when you go to sleep, there's not a single break throughout the course of the day.
Not a single break. And yo, when he says that, he doesn't mean like, "Oh, you know, I took my lunch break." No, during lunch, you're on your laptop.
Someone's
like,
feeding
you. Did
you
see what I'm just doing? I walked in the house. I got my lunch. I'm on the podcast. I just finished.
I could say some positive stuff, but I just don't
want to. Fuck you! Yeah, exactly. You want to be rich? If you want to be rich, we talked about this a few podcasts ago. You want to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire? This is the kind of shit you have to do. So if you want that kind of money, be prepared to give up everything that you like in life. Or not everything you like, but all those little luxuries of like laying around, trying to figure it out. What am I going to do today? None of that shit exists.
Yo, Spencer, also.
That's true.
I apologize for my fiery demeanor.
It's all right. It's all right. I knew it.
I'm just. I did it for shock value, and I'm appreciative.
But no one was filming. Now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about earlier. Yeah. No.
Both.
I mean, it's all right.
Hold on. Wait. One sec.
We're still waiting. There we go. All right.
Hey, Doug. Can you just come in, bro?
Say something, please. Anything.
Guys, our guest today, he could be one of the most standout type of guys I've ever seen in my life. When I picture this guy, I picture muscles, first off. I picture integrity. Uh-huh. Virtuous. That's the kind of guy we're dealing with. He's one of the biggest gaming dudes on the internet. Gaming muscle building man ever. It's Doug Martin, a.k.a. Face Sensor.
Let's go. Hell yeah.
That was quite the introduction, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Just made it up on the spot as I just got here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
How you looking? Fucking great. I'll answer it myself.
Let's
you
go.
Look great.
Let's go.
That's a good looking guy right there.
I don't know
then.
About that haircut, man.
Nah, it looks good, dude.
Can you tell?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We're on a kind of a wave right now of silliness.
Do you know what organized chaos is?
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah.
You probably deal with that. Is that
affecting you? Of course, man. Is that affecting you?
Dude, I'm down to do whatever any time of the day. Because
when I walked into my house an hour late for your podcast... You were sitting talking with my mom.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
No, don't feel bad.
That's not a bad thing.
She's a sweetheart.
She's awesome. Yeah,
Pam's incredible.
Shout out to Pam.
She made that hour feel like 10 minutes.
Every single person that ever comes across you, mom, goes, "Oh my God, your mom's a sweetheart."
Look at you.
Even though I've tried for so long to taint you and put just a black mark in your life, you really just
I will tell you
defeat the odds, huh?
Unfortunately, this movie coming out might dent that a little bit more.
I forgot about that scene.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I forgot
about
that scene.
Oh my God. I forgot about that scene too.
Oh, she's saying shh.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Oopsie. You guys got to tell me this after the podcast.
Oh, we will.
I need to know.
No, should we tell him something of it right now? There's
why not?
A fucking nude scene.
I was going to say, is it a nude scene?
But
I didn't
want to
be that guy.
It's a Pam Stepnick nude scene, dude.
Okay.
That Logan forced to happen, which is the craziest part.
It's not that it forced to happen. It was in the script.
Whatever the script calls for, you know? She's a writer.
It was Dylan Dave's idea. It's fucking disgusting.
The one thing about Pam, I'll tell you right now, is she's the sweetest lady until you even remotely cross one of her children.
Oh.
Even the slightest. Like, even if you say they're like walking and they stub one of their toes and you were there and you could have potentially stopped it, you're fucked.
Isn't that what any good mom should be doing for the child?
Is your mom that? Bro. Like, how's your relationship with your mother?
My mom is really like laid back and just easygoing, and she doesn't really get involved in anything that I do ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Does she give you calls? Does
she'll
she
call me, Douglas, what are you doing on Sunday? Oh, I'm getting back from LA. I'm going to this Challenger Games. I'm flying in, I'm flying out. And Douglas, let's have a barbecue. Let's do a barbecue at my house on Sunday. Your sister's getting married next October 2020. Like, Ma, her wedding's in another year and a half. Like, it's July of 2019 right now. So she's trying to get me like more in, because I've been really busy over the past year. You know how it is being a YouTuber.
Yep.
And I've been really busy, and I wanted to grow a brand, and I wanted to work hard and do things in life. So I'm like, Mom, I gotta make sacrifices. Like, I got other priorities in my life right now. And she lives 5 minutes away from me, and I see her all the time still. But
oh man.
Yeah, but she's definitely not that type of mother who's like really aggressive, and she's very laid back and she's very sweet and always.
Does she talk with that New York accent that you gave her?
Yeah.
Why don't you have
it's
that?
It's exactly
he's got it. You can smell it. It's
a
so refreshing whenever somebody from the East Coast comes on because my energy is automatically matched.
I'll be honest, I think it's just gaming.
Yeah.
I think it's just being in my room throughout my entire life, just listening to other people in my head all the time when I'm playing video games. So I'm hearing their voices. I'm not hearing like Long Island accents all the time.
Are you hearing voices right now?
Like, are you psycho?
In your head,
if I really think about it, I could hear them. I guess, right?
Yeah. Besides ours,
yeah. Besides, I mean, your voice is very loud. Animated voices.
Are you hearing little 12-year-olds that are like, "Fuck you fucking noob"?
Oh yeah, Face Sensor. Oh yeah, like we're on vacation. We're on like a I'm with my girlfriend. She's over there.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on that love thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a lot out of us.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So, like, it took a lot. Like, we've been dating for a year. Well, technically since November. We've been dating for, like, basically a year now. We've known each other for, like, 6 years. And I was always so hesitant because I've been building this relationship with her off camera. And I don't want to bring it.
Wait, I thought you were dating that other girl. No offense. I hate to do this.
No.
But yeah, Yannet.
No, I didn't want to be with that girl anymore.
Oh, nice.
But you guys dated for like 2 years.
3.
That's a long time.
It was a long time.
But you've known her for 6?
I've known her for 6.
So is she like, was she like a side
chick? She's the OG. No.
OG.
I'm a very loyal person. Okay. I would never be a cheater. Okay. I would never lie. Like the reason why I'm with her today is because I told my ex I didn't want to be with her. I was like, I don't want to be with you and I'm not happy.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Just basically how it was. And I was like, there was another person.
Was it because of her or the circumstances?
It was everything, man. There's a lot. You know, I really think my decisions threw in my life. And I was like, you know, this is not what I want in my life. I'm not trying to go down this road. I know who I want to be with and I have to try.
Can I ask you something? And that's you, by the way.
That's
congratulations.
That's you right there.
And wait, I hate to do this. I hate because relationships, I'm so fascinated by them. I have to ask you because 3 years is a lot of time out of your life. At what point did you realize I don't think I want to be doing this anymore? Like 3 years of my life is gone / has been devoted to another person who I don't want to spend the rest of my life with.
Is that like
if I go with someone for 3 years, I'm going to marry that girl.
Wow. Well, you think so until you realize you're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like he did. He probably had similar thoughts.
It's like 3 things that come into it. 1, how they affect your life with your job. 2, how you actually relate to them as a person. And 3, just, I mean, the morals. And like you said, if you're with someone for 3 years and you're living with them especially, you really learn a lot about the person, which you probably could relate to a lot, I'm sure.
Oof. Yeah, oh yeah.
Just in general with relationships throughout your life.
That's a big thing you said about the job, though, because if you're dating someone and they're forcing you to steer away from your career, that's so painful. Yeah.
Or if they just don't support what you do, too. True. That's a big thing as well.
Oh, she hated YouTubers?
She didn't want to do that stuff. Yeah, she wasn't really into that stuff. And
now you guys do YouTube to get like she has.
This is all brand new.
So this is what I wanted to talk about because you started saying it, how you didn't want to put your
relationship on social media.
Yeah.
So my thing was, okay, I love this girl so much. I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, since I first met her when I was 18, this was the one I always wanted to be with right
here.
Wow. Now she had some growing up to do. She pushed me away.
I love this.
She pushed me
away.
How old
is she?
23.
You're 23 as well, right?
I'm 24.
Okay, cool.
So
you like older guys, huh? Ah, one year.
She pushes me away and I'm like, all right, I have to move on. I can't be a psychopath and like keep chasing this girl. Obviously, it's not going to be a thing for me. So I got to move on. She moves on. I move on. We do our thing. And then I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, we had a bad falling out. She apologized to me one day.
Oh, what happened?
I can't talk about that.
It's really that bad?
I could tell you off the podcast.
Okay, cool.
But I was like, I can never talk to this girl again. And then she apologized to me and I'm sitting in the bed with my ex at the time and she sent me this apology over a snap and I'm like, I'm not going to be with the girl that's sitting right next to me. I'm going to try to get back with her.
Whoa, you knew?
I knew right then and there when she apologized to me. It was 2 years in my relationship. That was another bit. I'm like, yo, I can't. Like, I just can't. So I'm not going to lie to myself and I'm not going to do what other people tell me to do with my time. I'm going to do what I want to do
with
my time.
Man, we never hear stories like this out. They came in earlier today and they were sitting with your mom. And I asked them like something about like what they like to do activities date-wise. And he's like, well, sometimes we do this or that, but I always just end up getting caught like staring into her eyes. And I was
so
like,
cute.
And I was like, and, but he didn't say it the way I say it when I'm trying to be like, yo, it's 3:30 a.m. Leave the club with me. Like, cause I can't stop looking in your dreamy eyes. Like I'm standing on one leg. Like I have a peg leg. I'm a pirate. I'm like, so waste. Like he said it in a way that was so genuine. And then they like looked at each other in this like longing, like visual embrace. And I was like, yo, I am so far off. In life, relationship-wise, it's horrible.
Oh,
dude.
No.
It was impressive. It was impressive.
Do you think that's why you resonate with all the, like, the single crowd?
Well, I think the reason I'm so far off is because I am, like, I'm a product of my environment very much. So, like, if I spent more time with you two, for example.
Right.
I think after a while,
in 2 days.
Yeah, I'd be like, after a while, I'd be like, yo, what's wrong with me? I need to fix this.
I don't think so.
No, you don't. But trust me, let me say this. I have it in me. At some point, this will all get fixed.
Dude, I am
okay?
so I've been, excited I've been, to I've see Mike there. Date someone.
It has
it's so remote from anything I've seen.
That's odd, bro.
Like,
that's odd.
Can you visualize? Absolutely what will not. That look
no,
like?
No, I don't think it's possible.
No, you don't think it's possible at all.
I almost saw it happen once, dude, and his head almost exploded.
Wait,
and
who was this one?
The chip lady.
He said, who is this one?
The chip face.
Oh my God, dude. And why, by the way, like, we didn't say enough to like drive any meaningful.
No.
Why did I pick the most insane person? Like, literally.
Well, because the answer to that question may be like, in a way, like all women are a certain level of crazy. Same with dudes.
Yeah.
Where does your girl lie?
The hot crazy matrix.
Where does she lie on the hot crazy matrix?
Pull it up. Have you seen this before?
No, I haven't.
Impossible.
This is actually mind blowing. I'm going to pull it up on the screen here.
This is important.
This is the universal hot crazy matrix. So you got crazy on the left here, the y axis, and you got hot on the x axis.
I already know.
Oh no, your girl's in the danger zone.
She's in the danger zone. Ooh,
well, she's a combination of a two.
Okay.
Danger, wife zone.
No, but you got you got it. Okay, yeah. No, you got to rate them based on hot and crazy.
Yeah.
Wait.
They can't.
Okay, so like if I rid her tennis shoe, trannies. Like huh? I don't want to call her like. It's like a 9 or a 10, like in terms of tranny.
No,
or?
That's
no, because
I'm so confused.
It's under a four crazy. It's under a four. See, there is no where female is under hot? A four where crazy.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is she on hot?
10.
Okay. 10. Okay, great. Okay. Crazy.
So she really can't be.
Where is she at on the crazy scale?
7.
Oh,
she's like right here.
Wow.
Oh, that's actually solid. That's wife right zone.
Here. Yeah,
here we go.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
Okay, congrats. Okay.
Yeah.
We passed the test, babe.
Quick example, the girl that they're talking about, the last girl that I almost dated, is quite literally here.
Yeah, she's like top right, way top right.
Like oh, but, sorry. That's what I meant. Not 5. What the fuck? She was literally here.
Yeah.
Like the worst place ever.
And you know when you see that.
Smoking hot chick, I didn't at first, and then I hung around her longer, and I was like, this girl's quite literally
insane.
It was
interesting, though, because you showed me some of the text messages going back and forth, and you were equally as crazy.
She was telling me she wanted to, within a week of knowing her, she was telling me that she wanted to send me samples of her skin so that I could freeze them and eat them later. And for some reason, my brain didn't make the connection. Like, wow, maybe this girl has a bit of an issue.
Well, but maybe a fetish.
No, completely fetish. Yeah. Everything about her is a
skin
fetish.
Huh?
But I don't know. It's kind of funny.
It was hilarious. Like, we typed in all caps. All of our texts were in all caps for months at a time.
That's gotta be exhausting.
I discovered something. Oh, go ahead.
Autocorrect just can't. Like, how are you gonna? You know,
can't.
You're screwed.
Yeah. I discovered something about women and when you date them.
Hmm.
Most of the time, it takes a while for the crazy to come out.
100%.
Right? The more layers you peel back on a person, the more you get to discover them and see, oh, like, I see what's been happening.
Yeah,
here.
You're like, well,
yes, exactly. Like, they turn into Fiona at Night type situation.
Yep.
How long did it take, if at all, for you to realize, like, oh, like, she maybe shot up from a 5 to a 7?
Yeah.
I knew since day one.
Okay, no problem. That's day actually one. Great.
That's good.
That's good.
I knew
good.
What I was getting myself into.
Okay, good.
But I was treading cautiously, you know? I was trying to cautiously.
Are you, and try to be as unbiased as you can here.
Absolutely.
Are you at all crazy? Would you consider yourself and how crazy on 1 to 10 scale?
I think I might be one of the most level-headed people.
It really appears that way.
I look at things from all angles and I don't really take myself too seriously. And, you know, I'm not afraid to admit my mistakes. And I feel like I have good in me and I just want to do good things for people. So
fuck dude, you're a husband type.
I feel like I'm a more like toned down version of you. I see a lot of myself in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like you so much.
Oh,
that's why I've always
bro.
Followed you for years.
Thank you. Appreciate
I've
that.
Seen the stuff that you were doing back in the day before you were as big as you are now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I see a lot of myself in him. I just don't have that Kobe in me, like that killer instinct to just be like, I'm devoting my life to be the biggest entertainer and do the crazy. Like, that's just not something I decided I wanted to do for myself. So I kind of live vicariously through you.
Interesting.
So that's one thing I really like about you a lot.
Interesting. Appreciate that, man. Yeah. Yeah. We are a lot alike. And it's, you're like the, if I was, I feel like the best possible version of myself, I'd be you. Like, as far as like,
athlete, like in the gym.
Just, I think,
gaming career, like
healthy lifestyle, healthy having lifestyle, fun, yeah. Enjoying life, doing good.
Yes. Like if I was living the healthiest I possibly could, I'd probably be living a life maybe close to yours. Like,
yeah,
do
but
you
sacrifice.
Drink?
You got to make sacrifices to get places in this
do
world.
Do you drink
right?
and party?
Of course.
Oh, well, what's going on
man?
Here?
Maybe we're
probably,
the same.
Probably
you're pretty
light.
Not often, but I do it. Yeah, of course, man. You got to live, man. You
yeah,
know?
True.
You got to live.
I think I just have a, I think I have a thing in me that is, I don't know if it's like a plague or I want to try and do everything. You know what I'm saying? And to the best I possibly can.
So then go do it.
Yeah. So, but that also means like
party.
If I'm partying one night, like, yeah.
Straight
I'm
to
gonna,
the fucking
I'm going
to
go as hard as I goddamn can.
Yeah. I mean, the way I see it is you only get one life. We're all going to die one day. Why not just make the most of everything you got?
Like, maybe not everything. Spencer. He's onto some shit lately.
Yeah, I might not.
Well, and if Dr. Greer leads us to the aliens, true. They may be able to cure the
true.
The hey, dying
we,
thing.
Hey, should we show him this picture of the alien and
see what he
thinks?
Yeah, let's do it.
We had a UFO guy.
Are we putting this on here or are we looking
through
here?
We'll put it on the screen.
Should we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, Dr. Greer, I hope he doesn't watch this podcast. This will be before. Well, it'll be this will be
we can't, why we can't show. Yeah. We can't show it. But if you're out there and you're imagining what an alien might look like, if we showed you, you're probably wrong.
Talk about this Area 51 probably thing probably that's wrong. Going on right now.
Sort of. We talked. Does that look like an alien to you?
I don't even know what that is. It looks like a rainbow.
Yes, basically.
That's all you get to see.
Maybe that's what an alien is supposed to be.
It is.
Maybe it's not what we think.
Whenever you see rainbows in the sky, those aren't rainbows.
There's got to be aliens on this planet somewhere.
No doubt.
Definitely.
Another question. We have Challenger games this weekend. That's cool. You are in something or you were in something like gaming. Esports is blowing up. And this weekend is the World Cup for Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
Fortnite World Cup.
Yeah. First off, what does that mean? Can we...
Yeah,
what the I need some context there.
The best.
Everyone's cut out.
Yeah.
My audio cut out. Hey. Did yours cut out?
Yeah, everything's cut out.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Brad, what's going on?
And
that's crazy. So we're all going no headphones?
This is the first. This will be the first
that's
time ever.
That's wild.
Fortnite World Cup. Yeah. Only Spencer's keeping the headphones on. He doesn't even know what planet he's on right now. Fortnite World Cup. $30 million purse in New York City right now. Like let's think about this for a second. The duos team that wins the duos Fortnite, you know, league or whatever that champion is probably going to get what, like $5 or $10 million?
I think the highest prize is the solo and he gets $3 million.
$3 million.
It's probably going to be like a 16-year-old kid too.
Like think about
that. Being 16 making $3 million.
That's like, did you ever think that it was going to get to this point?
Yeah, I didn't think. I mean, so originally when I got involved with Call of Duty, I thought Call of Duty could have been like what Fortnite is now. And I've always loved Call of Duty. So I'm like, I'm going to keep doing this. Then I see Fortnite come out and it just blew things out of the water. And I'm like, wow, like this is life changing. It's almost like a cheat code through life. Like these people just play this game. They're really good at it. They upload clips and they're just blowing up in the matter of like weeks and months. You know, it's like a cheat code. It's
and
actually insane to see.
And their engagement too is mind blowing. Like
unprecedented.
If you look at like High Sky's like engagement, he's getting what, like, tens of thousands of comments.
He's 12,
like,
man.
He's 12 years old. A FaZe game, FaZe sponsored. Like, it's just crazy.
Dude,
it's
I remember Call
world.
Of Duty when you, there was no KD. Like, do you remember the original World
like
War II games?
Kind of
like Bouncing Betties. Remember Bouncing
Betties? I hated
Betties?
Those.
Oh,
that was even,
in,
that was even late.
Yeah.
Talk about World at War, right?
That was World at War.
There used to be like the original
Call of
Duty.
That was my favorite one.
Mine's Modern Warfare 2.
Of course, everyone's
saying
that. And Black Ops 2.
Predator,
well.
Harrier, Chopper Gunner. Mm-hmm.
On PC?
Yeah.
4.7.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then the new 2. It was easy once you got
the
7.
That's the thing. I was never a bit good enough for the nuke. I couldn't get the nuke. And no matter what I did, or you could get the nuke.
Yeah, easy.
Bro, he got signed to like a professional gaming team.
I know
team,
that.
Yeah.
Known as FaZe, by the way, who's absolutely crushing it right now in New York. I just saw one of their videos pop up, actually. Give me a second to find it.
If you go to FaZe Temper's account.
I'm actually jealous. I had no idea it was happening this weekend.
Are you still tight with them or?
Well, they moved to LA, so we don't really keep as close tabs on each other, but yeah. I mean, we had a lot of memories.
Are you still technically team or like honorary, like member for life? Like, how does that work?
There's not really a thing to categorize it. I mean, I joined the team. Yep. I played Call of Duty. I won championships on the team. And now I just kind of like do lifestyle stuff. There's too many FaZe members to keep track
for
of
sure,
at this point.
For sure.
You know?
Do you know how many roughly there are?
No.
There's got to be.
I think like 100. Right. Wow. Maybe like a little less than 100.
Here, check this out. So this was in New York.
This is when?
Right
today.
Now.
Today.
Yeah. It got shut down. The police shut it down.
Really? Do you know how many kids there were? How many people?
He said 15 blocks worth of people.
Oh my God,
it's a lot,
dude.
Bro.
That's like a,
it's a
couple
lot.
Hundred thousand people.
We want this! We want this! We want this! We want this! We want this!
Logan, you've been in situations like this.
It looked a lot like mine. Like it's pretty much actually the same thing. Like I want to pull the clip up because it looks.
Okay.
Do we have sound of that?
Cool.
I want to ask you, what drives, and I know there might be an obvious answer, but I want to hear if there's something more complex. What drives fans to flock in numbers like that to come see you guys?
Community and purpose.
Community and purpose.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then just having fun with it. Like having a purpose to your content and doing things that are fun and engaging for your fans. And then having like a brotherhood connection that people could see and relate to. Cause some of these fans don't have family. Some of these fans don't have brothers or sisters, or maybe they don't have moms or dads, and FaZe is that to them. And FaZe is their inspiration. So I feel like having purpose behind your content and having a group of people consistently for a long time, cause FaZe has been around since like, what, 2010, I think.
Yeah.
Having it for a long time, especially back in New York, that's when it really started taking off.
Yeah.
From then until now, it's only gotten bigger, and then Fortnite only helps. So
And it's crazy because LA is really, I think from what I've heard in business discussions with them, LA is really the biggest FaZe market. And so you're looking at New York right now. And so you can imagine what a pop-up in on LA. Melrose or on Sunset would do. I've been hanging out with Banks a lot since his breakup. And we went out the other night to see Ian Dior, the rapper that FaZe signed. And we couldn't walk down the street for like 5 minutes without like a carload of kids pulling up to like just mob them. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, it's just crazy how far it's come. You know, it's nuts.
What was I going to say? I think something that I thought was interesting is when I watched those videos, it looked like a bunch of young men. Like when I do my meetups, it's usually like a 50-50
mix.
Boy, girl.
Yeah, they're gamers.
Yeah, so I think it's cool though how like dudes, young men are willing to go out and meet their idol. I think
they're usually ashamed to do it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think it's cool. FaZe is like in a really cool vibe of community, made that an awesome thing to do for them, which I thought was awesome.
I just think it's good for culture too.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's like, good to have a bunch of different people like, and different things. Yeah.
It was cool seeing Banks gear super hyped. Did you see that?
Bro, yeah, going nuts,
that's
bro.
Dope. Yeah. To me, that's really cool to
that's
see how much
him.
It
That's kind of him
it.
Always, though. Well, that's he's like, always well, losing that's like,
bro,
mind.
You're finally like reaping the fruits of your labor, you know? Yeah. Which was awesome. But why didn't you know about it?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Like they didn't tell you?
Nobody told me.
Well, what's good?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Well, I knew I was going here because like a month ago you tweeted out and I was like, yo, let's race, bro. And you're like, yeah, mark your calendar. So I'm like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm committed to this. So I wouldn't have went regardless because I had plans to come out here and I'm just going to do that. But yeah, nobody, I got an email from FaZe Management, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, like giving me the breakdown of the itinerary.
You're like, I didn't get an invite.
I just didn't even respond to it because I'm like, I tweeted out publicly that I'm going to this thing and I'm sure they're just looking at my Twitter and see. That I'm not going to
wow.
And I've also tweeted like at least like once a week or so.
But are you still, like what's your involvement in FaZe?
As of right now, I don't really do anything.
Yeah, you're not,
I stream Blackout on Twitch and I'll play Blackout and I try to like market that. But I'm not on the FaZe Call of Duty team, which eats me alive. I've been dying to play on the Call of Duty team since 2015.
Why are you not on it?
It goes back deep,
do
man.
Do not got what it takes? Deep.
Oh, definitely no. No, I definitely do, man. What?
Oh, you do? I don't know how good you are at the game.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Okay. What? Dude, yeah, absolutely. It goes back a while. I mean, we won. They took me over. I beat them a lot of times, and then they brought me into the team. And then I took over the team, and I won the first championship for FaZe. And then 3 weeks later, I won the second championship. We beat Optic, and it was like the peak of the peak.
Yeah.
I was like the guy who made the play. Like you couldn't have drawn up a better movie.
What'd
script.
You do? What was the winning kill?
I turned on like the best player in Call of Duty history and like destroyed the other guy. And like I basically won the game in like the final clutch moment that you could possibly have. It's basically like Wimbledon when it could be like the final set. Like whoever wins this one, like I was the guy who basically made the play to win it.
Yeah. Damn.
And then Tommy and Banks sat me down. They're like, yo, we want to meet this other guy, the captain. He's the most winningest player. Other guy didn't want me on the team. I got kicked off, and then I never really was able to play on a good team since then.
So it sounds a bit unfortunate, and I don't want to, maybe sour is the wrong
sounds
word.
Sounds like there's some drama going
yeah,
on.
So
I'm
so,
a little, yeah, I've always been a little bit hurt about it, definitely.
So
I've always
then
been
why
hurt.
Is FaZe still in your name? Like, why are you FaZe Censor?
I just feel like I owe a lot to them, and they helped me out so much throughout my career. And it also, FaZe never like did anything where it's like, you know, malicious or like they're angry at me. Like we always had great friendships. It's just, I know that they all went to LA and I didn't want to go to LA.
Do you think it's partially because maybe they want to put on new players and they know you're equally or if not more talented, but they want to use that platform to put more people on?
I don't think so.
No?
No, it was so long ago before FaZe was what it is today. It was a lot more personal, a lot like smaller, I guess you should say. But over the years, I mean, the best thing that happened to me was probably getting dropped off that team because then I started getting into YouTube and making videos and then like really branding myself. So I wasn't really big until after I got kicked off the team, honestly.
Do you have any desire to like talk to anybody and get back into competitive play?
We had talks last year when the new COD came out. I talked to Ricky. He went out to the Hamptons with the new CEO, Lee. He has a house out there. Yeah. So I went out there with them. I was with Ricky. I was with Rain. I was with Temper. We had a good talk about everything. And, you know, I was supposed to be the captain of the team, but then things changed. The players didn't want to play with me, so.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I was like, you know what? I'm making my own team.
I don't understand.
Doing my own thing.
What's going on? The players don't want to play with you?
The players on the team at the time didn't want to play with me. They thought I was washed up and not good enough.
Oh, shit. But well, I mean, saying, are you? Don't lie. Well, not I washed up. Are you not good enough?
I made my own team from scratch. I salaried my own players. I took money out of my own pocket every month. I made a team of scrap players that had like no business being well. And I knocked FaZe out of a major.
Oh,
then they won. They won the biggest tournament the week later. So I was like, yeah, I'm screaming. It's on YouTube. You can type in like FaZe Sensor beats FaZe. I'm like, yeah. And it's a weird conflict of interest because it's like,
hell yeah,
I love FaZe and I want to rep FaZe. I don't want to rep another team. I want to be FaZe
so
Sensor.
What's good?
I don't like any
maybe
of this.
Talk to Ben.
I want to be involved, man.
So let us in on that. Let us in on the gaming dynamics. How does that work like financially? How much money did you secure from some of these tournaments? And
so well, that was when they were a little smaller, right?
Before FaZe, I won the Call of Duty National Championship when I was a senior at 17. It was 50 grand. I got 12.5K for myself. I put it to college and I stopped. I'm like, I'm done with gaming. I'm going to go to college. Going to get a degree. Going to work on Wall Street. I don't know. I'm going to be some business guy. Mm. And then I saw Nadeshot blowing up and making a career in gaming. I'm like, there's this punk ass. So I don't know if you guys I'm like, the punk ass guy. Like, I don't like this guy. I could do what he's doing way better than him. Let me come back and let me do that. And I did. I made my own team. And then I won with my own team I made again, so I won a second major, and then FaZe wanted me, so I joined FaZe and won their first two, and then before you know it, I'm a YouTuber, and now I'm really good friends with Nadeshot. You know, it's weird how it all works out. But yeah, it all started back then, and I kind of had to work my way up just like anything else in life, and then it kind of got taken away from me, and I was upset. But
what kind of viewership is FaZe, like a FaZe team pulling in some of these tournaments?
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
It's decent. I mean, Call of Duty is way smaller than something like Fortnite. But, you know, it's something that I love and it's a team game. And
why do you think Fortnite blew up the way it did?
I think it's the colors.
Really?
Yeah, like the vibrancy of everything, honestly.
It's such an all ages feel, too. Yeah. Like, you got so many, like that's why High Sky Pop, like, it's such a 12 to 16 market. Like, I wonder what their core group is of, like, players. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it, like, Call of Duty is technically for, like, 18 plus. Obviously, there's a lot of 16-year-olds playing it, but, like, still, like, do a lot of 11, 12-year-olds play Call of Duty? There probably shouldn't be.
There's a few. I mean, I started when I was 12.
Yeah. Yeah, so did all of us.
There's a phenomenon I love, and it's when I make people eat their words, and this, I feel like, has happened a lot with gaming recently. Like, I'm picturing the 12-year-old who's playing video games in his room, and his mom's like, get off those video games, go outside and go play, and
then
he becomes Ninja or you, or like, and he makes a ton of money doing what he loves, playing video games. Do you think there's any danger with being too addicted to video games and trying to become a professional gamer if it doesn't work out? And you're 19 years old and you look back and you just spent half of your waking hours playing video games.
You just hit the nail on the head, man. It scared me. I got so lucky to win like the biggest tournament at the time in terms of money and like stature when I was a senior. It validated everything because I used to play high school football. Mm. I was big into basketball. Yeah. I love sports. I want to go NBA. I want to be an astronaut. I want to go NFL.
Yep.
And I was so determined I'd be in the NFL like right now at this very day and age. I'm like, I'm quick enough. I have the speed. I have the determination. I have the skills. But Call of Duty, I was just too good at it. And I loved it. And I'm like, let me keep doing this. Let me keep doing this. And I just put all my effort into it. And to be able to win that tournament was like, it was so hard.
It's huge.
It was so hard and it was game changing for me. It validated to me that if I was going to work for something in my life, I can make anything happen.
Yeah,
that's like really why I learned that mindset. And I was also relieved that I was able to make some money so I could put it to college because my grades started to suffer in high school and I wasn't getting any scholarships for any college.
Why did your grades suffer?
Because I would be up until 2 a.m. every day.
So the kid that's up at 2 a.m. every day who doesn't win the tournament.
What happens to them?
Like, what happens to them?
You go to a community college, you take out loans, and then you try to go
there. I feel like it's gotten so close to like the people that are so dead set on being in the NBA or NFL that they train,
their grades suffer and then they never make it. It's all like esports is a very similar situation.
But I feel like esports, the barrier to entry to start is so much lower that there will be so many more people that end up in that situation. Cause to think you're going to go to the NFL, bro, you have to be decent. Athletic. You have to be somewhat athletic, I'm assuming. But to play video games, you just have to have hands.
A console.
Who the fuck?
Also, is that starting a video playing, do you think?
It's Jake.
Answer on speaker.
Right. Hey, bro, you're on speaker and we're on impulsive.
Is Andre there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's right there.
He's filming.
Oh, okay. For my wedding, we this might be awkward, but for my wedding, we're taking a jet, as you know. Jet is at 33 people. We need to get it down to 30. How imperative is it that he is there filming for you?
Danny, we need a ticket for Andre. Delta.
I will have a bus for him to get on. That's like a cool bus, like other cool influencers who got cut. Like, it's like a high celebrity.
other cool influencers who got cut.
You're asking me to cut Andre from the jet
and put him on a bus?
People with like verified blue marks, a million followers, like it's like a 5 million plus moment.
At least he's blunt.
Wow,
that's true.
You're saying you're gonna put him on the cool bus? Is that what you just said?
A cool bus. Hold up.
No, I have a flight.
Hold up. Is
no, I'm not on the jet.
Is Adam from your team? Is he gonna be on the jet?
Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
He's his manager.
Why don't we just kick Adam off?
What the hell? It's his manager.
Like, there's probably seven people on the jet that are there because they've organized the whole entire thing and / paid for it.
Seems pretty selfish to me.
It's a big jet.
You know what? Let me get back to you, man. Can I do that?
I think the ratings are gonna go up. All right,
bro. Who's gonna film? I don't need to be filming,
Ari,
I guess.
I can designate Ari to you.
All right, I'll take it. Andre, so sorry you've been cut.
You're flying Delta with us.
Whoa, so sorry, man.
What?
No. Yeah, because it's a 5 million plus moment.
The zooms on the rest of this episode are gonna suck.
Well, hey.
He quit.
He's gone.
Quick question. So we talked about competitive gaming. What about racing against Logan Paul in the Challenger Games? Now, the Challenger Games are tomorrow. So by the time this comes out, it will already have been over. What do you think the people will be watching on Monday? What do you think the outcome will have been at the Challenger Games, which is tomorrow?
But it's going to be somebody nobody expects to win. It's probably going to be like destroying or something for the race, for the
running.
But
you don't think it'll be Logan Paul?
Well, your mom told me you're hurt.
If I swear to God, if I hadn't pulled my hammy, 100% hands down, absolutely confident. Now I'm nervous because you know why? I can't jog. Haven't jogged yet.
Why do you
pull your hands?
Every internet event that you do, why do you purposefully get injured or sabotage it for a rematch?
I saw this comment. I saw this exactly. You're reading
that comment. Was my comment. Logan.
Okay.
Because I'm serious.
So I saw this comment, and then the first thing that came to my mind is like, when else have I done this?
Oh, that's a pretty valid question.
Like, what else have I gotten injured before?
I saw a comment. I didn't mean injured. I meant strategically
when he faked the draw.
Mm-hmm. When he faked the draw.
KSI.
We all know that was
when he clearly got beat by KSI and faked the draw.
I hate both of you. The draw was not fake.
I'm just kidding.
It does, I guess, set up like a nice narrative arc for a second year, but also, like, let's be honest, we're gonna have a second fucking Challenger Games no matter what.
It's true.
How do you think you're gonna do, man?
I think I'll do pretty good.
What are you running again? What events?
The 4x4, 100 meter, the 100 meter, and then the tug of war.
Okay, fire.
Do you know who's on your team for the?
We were supposed to do, like, we were talking about it in DMs. It's first gonna be like a phase team, then it's gonna be like a.
Can we find out who's on the team?
I can tell you right
let's
now.
Let's find out. This
is
exciting.
This is gonna be pretty big.
I actually okay. Your team is Skinny from the Nine. You know who that is?
No.
He's a rapper. Upcoming rapper. Ayla Woodruff and Case Boone.
I never heard of that before.
Wow, I'll be honest with you, man. You're really gonna have to run fast.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to.
Really, well, just because Ayla's so Ayla's small, her strides are short.
Ayla's 3'6".
Is Ayla like your assistant or something?
She used to be. That's
okay.
Her.
So yes. I've seen her in your videos before. Yep.
She's 3'6", and then Case Boone's Australian. So I just don't. I don't see much.
Seen her do flips? She used to be a gymnast.
Oh, she can do flips. So she does flips down the track. Yeah. Then you might have a chance.
I think that gives
running wise. I think that
it'll be interesting to see what happens because it's so speculative. But yo, I want to talk about that kid who tries to be a professional gamer his whole life and then ends up working at I'm not gonna say anything so I don't offend anyone.
But that's not bad.
Working at McDonald's.
No, you can't say that because someone at McDonald's
gonna be like, I work at McDonald's and I loved Impulsive.
Okay.
By the way, you can say it. He just can't say anything.
That's why I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I'll take the blame.
I love it. I love it.
So what happens to that kid, bro? Because also, not a lot of gamers look like you do. I mean, what's good?
I don't always look like this, though, man.
Wait, really?
No, scroll down on my thing. I just posted something like a month ago. Keep going. There's like a before and after with the girl right there. Look at that. Look at that right there.
Wow. Whoa!
Look at this corny ass Herb right here, man.
Whoa. You look like Spencer.
Look at that corny ass Spencer.
Wow, your head was so big for your body.
My
dude.
Pimples were huge. You can't see it in that lighting there. I had a glare. I was sweating all over my face. I saw this pimples. Pretty girl. I'm like,
I gotta take a picture with her. Man, shout out Hooters.
She finessed me, by the way. I was 16. She got like a crazy tip at him. She put like a heart on my receipt.
Really?
I didn't know what I was doing.
They're like, love you.
It's my first time going to Hooters.
Yeah,
man.
They work the system hard.
Yeah, smart. But now your skin is so nice. I'm looking at it. It's incredible.
Thanks.
Like, what's your skin routine?
Yeah, what happened? What were you consuming back then that changed up?
Well, she hooks me up. She gives me these moisturizing products I put on my face every day.
Just moisturizing products? No salicylic acid?
Just moisturizing products.
What's the brand?
Some Kiehl's.
Some Kegels?
Kiehl's?
Kiehl's.
Are you acne prone, though?
Kiehl's.
So, speaking of acne, I used to have it really bad on my forehead when I was like 16. And then it went away from my forehead when I was 17, but then it really got bad on my shoulders. Like, I'm talking, I was so insecure, man. I had it so bad all over my shoulders. I went to every dermatologist. Nobody, any cream that I did, anything, Neutrogena, none of that stuff would work. Proactive, none of it would work. I got this thing called Accutane. It's like a pill you take every day.
Join the club. Logan
knows all about it. Miracle drug. I highly recommend that, man. You did that too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good man.
Horrible acne. However,
how bad was it? Where was it?
My face. And it, bro, it's
craters
still,
like on your cheeks and stuff?
Yeah, but you can still see, like here, zoom in. Like, I still got a pimple every now and then, which is odd because they told me I would grow out of
butter,
it.
Bro.
What?
Yeah, you should be plant-based.
You gotta cut that dairy and butter.
Dairy butter.
Bro, can I ask dairy or butter? No, we're not done with this.
Oh, you gotta cut
Accutane,
it out.
Bro.
Yeah.
The side effects are no joke.
Did you have side effects?
Like, you call it a miracle drug, but a lot of people can't do it because the side effects are crazy. The biggest side effect I had was dry skin, dry mouth, dry everything. It's literally, this is funny, it's literally the reason I drink 3 gallons of water a day. Because when I was on Accutane, I had to drink so much water just to stay hydrated so my face wouldn't dry up.
I like this, by the way. This is cool.
It's every amazing, single right? person yeah. asks about that thing. Dude.
It's amazing.
That's nice. You should make one.
And to this day, it's become such a habit to drink hella water. Yeah. That's why I do it. But you didn't have side effects?
No, I didn't get depressed. I didn't get
upset.
That's
what they say.
But I was definitely, my lips were getting chapped like crazy.
For sure.
Man. That might have been another reason why I never kissed a girl in high school because I had to check chapped lips.
You had Accutane lips.
Accutane lips.
You never kissed a girl in high school?
Not one girl, man. And then I saw her. That was the first one I saw, and I was like, wow.
All right, now these guys are starting to make me feel bad about my life. Okay. Like, I was happy for you at one point. Now I'm just sad.
Yeah. Why? Because you've kissed like way more
I
than
kissed
just
every girl in my high school. Every single one.
Bro, look at this. This is crazy.
That was when we won the first championship for FaZe.
Look how happy you are, dude.
Damn. Skin smooth, muscles big, gaming headset
smiling.
On.
Those are great times, man.
I think at some point Logan wants to ask you a question about that kid that doesn't make it as a competitive gamer and ends up working.
what was that question?
The kid
just keeps falling off.
No, I think we answered it. It's just like, just like anything. Like I'm worried about the kids who want to be YouTubers now. By the time the 12-year-old who wants to be a YouTuber, by the time he's 18 and is actually like fit to become a YouTuber, like knows what he's doing, like around 17, 18, the barrier to entry will be so large.
Do you think
it'll
be
so difficult? I think it's even going to be more difficult to be a professional gamer.
Yeah.
Because it is so easy to pick up a console or pick up a controller.
Start twitching.
And buy a console. Mm-hmm. At least with videos, you have to get a camera. You have to learn how to edit. You have to learn how to upload. And video games are just fun, dude.
Do you think as time goes on, though, people start to see how difficult it is. Like they get to hear you talk. They get to hear other creators.
They will not listen, bro.
The bigger the market gets, the more people are going to try.
Yeah. And especially if you see dudes like him and Banks and Temper and the gamers who are successful and who are like shutting down New York because of how big their success is. It's like it really skews people's perception of reality and what they can accomplish. Like go follow your dreams, but also like be realistic. Be really realistic. Like I was thinking about this yesterday in the car. If I wanted to be a singer when I was young, if one wanted to be a singer when they were younger and you hit like maybe like 14, 15 and you can't sing, like you can't even, I mean, what's really good, guys?
This is a real
if you're 14,
show.
15 and you want to be a singer, like that's your number one goal in life. It's your passion, whatever, but you can't sing. You can't hit a note. Like, chances are you're probably not going to be a singer.
So you probably,
does that make sense? Like, I don't want to tell people not to follow their dreams, but be realistic about them.
But you could also
be delusionally optimistic, but be realistic. You can tweak it. That's the answer.
You can tweak it because, for example, say you can't sing, right? And you just have a horrible voice.
You can
bet
rap.
You could still be a rapper.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You can sound like complete and utter shit. You don't even have to say real fucking words nowadays. You can just say, I had a flash with the flash. And bro, you will blow up.
Hold on, listen to this.
It was him getting yapping. Where the hell was that when I made me that yapping?
Yeah.
That was hard.
That was really
I just freestyled that shit.
Really
so I didn't even write that.
You didn't write that? That was off the dome?
That's off the dome.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't sing, dude, just rap, bro. Yeah. And if you can't game, just...
Hey, so why when you looked like this, did you decide to change it up? to go to Hooters. And look like this.
Winning that championship when I was 17.
But you really? Wait, you already were yoked, man.
This is when I was 19.
Okay, so you won a championship. You're like, fuck it, I need muscles too.
Yeah. Literally two photos after that, he's in the gym.
Well, I would see all these kids on my football team starting to do bench press and get like 135 for 10 reps, and I can only do it for one if I'm lucky. Mm. And I'm looking at their arms because I went to this private Catholic school. They all these polos on. Their arms are coming out.
Ah,
my
polos.
Arms couldn't fill the sleeves, and I'm just like, it would be nice to have muscles, but I don't want to put in the work. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to keep playing Call of Duty. I won that tournament. I went out to my new team's house. I started working out with all my other idols in Call of Duty that were like the biggest faces. Still, some of them are. And I'm like, wow, this is so cool. I like this a lot. So I went home, just started working out, and I loved it. And I just didn't want to stop.
What do you like about working out?
Everything.
Really?
Challenging myself, pushing myself. The mental, physically, I feel better. And emotionally, I feel better. I feel so much better about myself every single day. If I even just go in a gym and I lift a 5-pound weight for 10 reps. You know, just physically just moving a weight feels so good. And basketball too. I can't get enough of basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love basketball. Yeah, ball is life, bro.
That's how I pulled my hamstring.
Yeah, I just jumped up and I grabbed your rim before in your house.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Can you get up there?
I'm decent. If I really tried, I could probably dunk, but I can't yet.
So you kind of just answered it, but what does working out do for you? Because I'll respond to your answer with a thought that I had about working out.
The two biggest things is like your own confidence in yourself. Because I, like I said, never kissed a girl, complete virgin till I was 19 years old, man. Like, did not know how to speak to a girl, didn't know anything. Confidence, it gave me a lot of confidence. And also just the physical feeling of just getting bigger. It makes you feel better. It really does. So I encourage anyone out there, whether you're as skinny as me or if you're as big as an Oompa Loompa or something, get into the gym and just start bettering
yourself.
They're
pretty small. I mean, they're round, but they're small though.
Yeah, just like it doesn't matter. Like all I'm trying to say is like if you really try to make yourself feel better, it's going to start trickling down in other aspects of your life and you're going to start seeing improvements in everything that you do. And that's what it's really about.
You're absolutely right.
Can we get a picture of an Oompa Loompa real quick?
An Oompa Loompa?
Yeah.
Can I say something that we can look at an Oompa Loompa?
Yeah, sure.
I was going to say you're absolutely right. Like when I notice when I'm working out and I'm on a routine and I have that exercise bug in my body, life is so much better. Like I've said this before, if all I do is work out for a day, the day is complete. Like I feel accomplished and successful. However, my problem with weightlifting type working out is, and because I sort of have always had confidence even when I wasn't like big.
Yeah.
And then the other thing you said was feeling good about yourself, I think.
Yeah.
I've sort of always kind of had that in me. And then I hit a point where I was like, man, working out seems a bit like redundant. So then I switched to boxing. And part of the reason I love boxing so much is because it's a practical skill. Like it's a really practical skill. Talk about boosting your confidence. Like me being able to walk anywhere I go and feel safe in my own body is awesome, dude. And I feel like just it's a better way to allocate my time when it comes to exercising. Like, dog, I haven't picked up a weight in like a year and a half.
And you still look good.
Thanks, man.
I think, yeah, yeah. I think everybody, true. I think everybody should just do whatever they, whatever gets them motivated. Like, I don't think you have to box or you have to lift weights or you have to cycle. Like, I'm really big on this. I talk about it constantly, especially how it pertains to mental health. The reason why I work out, it really has nothing to do with outcome or like bet or personal records or like looking a certain way. It's about how I feel mentally.
I agree.
It it removes all of my, the majority of my stress, the majority of my anxiety,
your doubt,
my doubt, all that stuff. It makes me feel better about myself. And so a lot of the times,
They're your Oompa Loompas.
They're not as big as I thought they were.
I've talked about it. Anyways, I've talked about this. I can't even finish this thought now.
You're right.
It makes me feel better. And I talk about this a lot on Twitter too, to people that are suffering from depression, anxiety. I tell them, and by the way, it's not a cure-all, but go to the gym and I guarantee you'll start to feel uptick in your mental state. Start to feel better.
For people who can't even take that first step to go to the gym, for people who are feeling way alone, way lost, unsure of what to do, what advice would you give them when it comes to fitness and starting?
Just go. Just don't be a bitch.
Yeah. Seriously.
I love that answer.
I agree.
Yo, it works for me. Yeah. I love that answer. I wanna add something because it happened the other day. The first day I actually started on the elliptical with my hamstring because I took like a week and a half off trying to let it heal. Mike was in the gym. And I somehow, like, was barefoot, no shirt on, and in workout shorts.
This one right here in your backyard?
Yeah. I ended up back there, and I was just in the gym. Wasn't even planning on working out. And, bro, all of a sudden, I'm on the elliptical, right? So, put on workout clothes and just go to the gym.
Yeah.
Just go.
And by the way, hang out. No.
I dare you to try to sit around. I dare you. Yeah. Try to do nothing.
Yes.
It will not happen. You'll end up doing something.
But even if you do like what you just said, go hang out, like maybe you do spend at first 60% of the time just on your phone in between sets, whatever. Like just hang out. Go to be in the place. There's a saying, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, you're going to get a haircut. Right. And so like go to the gym at some point, whether you want to or not, you'll probably end up on the treadmill. Yeah. You'll probably end up lifting weights. Like get a gym. There are gyms now, Planet Fitness, Fitness Edge, like that's East Coast stuff.
$10 a month.
Literally, if you're watching,
you can walk around on the street and find $10.
I almost
want to
pick like a person that says they can't afford like $10 a month. Literally, just go do it. Get there, do it, and I guarantee you, it'll make such a big impact on your life. It's so big.
And people look at me like I'm like, oh, look at you, you got good skin. Like you were just like, you got good skin, you had muscles, you good shit. It's like, dude, I was not this guy.
You had
like,
to earn it.
Trust me, I was not that guy. I still don't feel like I'm that guy inside. I have a lot of confidence, and I could speak, and I could say my thoughts to people correctly. But it all started from going into the gym, and I go on my phone a lot too when I'm working out. I'm not a perfect human being. Just go out there and don't be a bitch. Do it.
Yeah. East Coast.
That's amazing.
Yo, how long did it take from where you may have been at a place where you're like, I don't really want to go to the gym, to a place where you were like, I can't not go to, because now if I don't go to the gym, all that those demons start to fire back up. Like if I skip 3-4 days in the gym, I feel terrible. Terrible, dude. Like I all the anxiety, all the stress, my body starts to feel like loose and flabby, like an Oompa Loompa.
I know. Like maybe 2 weeks. I mean, it was really
quick. Fell in love.
I did not think I would like working out and I just fell in love with the man.
So, all right. So, I mean, I'm going to ask you some real man shit type questions.
Yeah.
How many times are you putting up 135?
On the bench?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I could probably do it a lot.
You got a max?
I never tried. My max is like 330.
Okay. That's pretty
solid.
Cool. How much you weigh?
180.
Nice. Maybe pushing some weight. And then do you do like dynamic workouts and stuff too? Or you stick like, could you ever see yourself doing CrossFit or boxing perhaps?
Or an Ironman
like Spencer.
I've heard about boxing a lot and I don't really I don't like it, but I would try it. I would have to have a reason though. You know, I would have to have an actual reason to train, like how you fought KSI. I'd have to have a reason. I had to fight somebody who I don't like.
Exactly.
And I would have to like hate that person so much that I would put myself through the ringer to be the best boxer I could be and just beat the shit out of the dude, you know?
Can you play one of those blackout clips while he's talking?
Yeah. What's a good one?
Go to my Twitter.
Not one of these?
Good. That's like my best win. I just posted this thing last night. This dude never won a game before. I just carried him to a win. It was really cool. This was cool too because—
Vans now? What is that, a Volvo?
Yeah, this thing just fell off the hill and it kills a guy by just dropping off the hill without me even trying, which is pretty cool. I just thought it was really funny. So I'm going to get up here. I know the guy's like up to my left. So
this is Call of Duty? I'm so far removed.
Yeah, man. This is Blackout. And then I'm looking. I see him go down the hill and that thing kills him.
Whoa! I ran over some dude while you weren't driving it.
Holy shit.
And this is his point of view right here. I just went to him. My man has no idea what's about to happen.
Oh my God, dude. You're cracking up, bro. By the way, that since day one has always been my favorite part of gaming when weird glitch type shit happens. There's nothing funnier than when you drop a sentry gun care package, like a box back in the day. We used to stack hundreds of them. We'd wait for people to come over and then drop like five more and they would drop on top.
So you were big
into
Modern Warfare 2 then?
Modern Warfare 2. My other favorite was always Black Ops 1.
My favorite. What second favorite? What was my favorite?
Black Ops 1 was huge. And then did you see the trailer yet for Modern Warfare 3?
You mean the new Call of Duty that comes out? Yeah. I'm going to the reveal on Thursday. I'm going to be part of the team there.
Awesome. So you're working with like Activision team on that kind of stuff. I saw they have like a duos mode now. Like
that's
going to
be
two.
So much fun.
Bro. Looks nuts.
My opinion, the best days was when you could do 32 versus 32 on PC.
I never played
PC. Way back.
Modern Warfare. Yeah, the original one, you could do 32 versus 32, which was
insane.
It's
almost like Ground War, but double Ground War.
You ever play console? Or just only PC?
Mainly PC. Okay. I was only PC, really.
I was only console.
Yeah. Such
it's like
a
two different
PC,
worlds.
Such a different world. Yeah.
I can't relate.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on here?
Looks like a laser beam has turned your old house into a new one.
I renovated the house completely. This is my spot right here.
This is where you live?
This is my house, yeah.
Where? In New York?
Yeah.
Long Island?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's beautiful, man.
Hey, what, dude?
I got rid of that car.
Why? This is a cool car.
I got rid of it because I wanted a Jeep.
You got a Jeep?
Okay. I got a Grand Cherokee.
Okay, tight.
Bro,
tight.
You just
a standout
you
guy.
You ain't going to be corrupted.
Do you have a white picket fence out in front of that sucker?
I felt myself almost getting corrupted at some point, and I was like, I just don't want to be that.
What happened?
Well, just, I don't know, just vlogging your life every day gets really tiring at a point too. Yeah. And I just felt like I wasn't really doing things with a purpose anymore. And I was like, you know what? I just want to take a moment to just reflect on things. And
I wish I would have felt that way.
Yeah.
What else, dude? I was chasing views.
Can we still do it?
Dude, chase the views, man. Get where you want
to
get to.
You
got to
know when you
stop.
You got to know when you got
to
stop.
Listen, I'd rather be in a situation like you and being like, oh, I know where to stop now. I'm at 20 million subs. Like, I'd rather be in that situation than be a guy.
Are you sure, bro?
Well, I can't tell because I'm not around you that often, but I'd rather just like.
Did you not hear what our day has been like today and what it's going to continue to be like.
With a dog eating the passport.
No, just everything.
Mike texted us the other day when like another thing went wrong and he goes, hey, like, do you think things are going to go right anytime soon? And unfortunately, bro, like it gets hectic. It gets way hectic.
It's just a circus. Like, I don't think people like really understand the amount of like back end effort that goes into making all this happen.
What does your day look like? In this house,
I wake up in the morning. I eat cereal.
Nice.
Really, what kind of cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Let's go. If you're out there and you're watching this show, and your favorite cereal is not CTC,
I don't know if you looked at my drawer. I have like the knockoff, like healthy organic Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Gross. It's all Whole Foods.
Well, also, dude, like, fuck, I hate to say this, bro. Like, 13-year-old Logan kicked me in the dick. I stopped eating cereal. It's unhealthy, man.
He had an severe addiction. Okay. Severe
like my
cereal
friends
addiction.
Cut me, like three bowls at 2 a.m. type.
Every single night. Yeah. There wasn't one night when he did not have a cereal at 2 a.m. It was
That's
his
a problem.
It was his favorite part of the day, dude.
It goes fast in my house, too. Eat cereal, walk my dogs, go to the gym, come back home, live stream, go to bed. Now, I'm starting to show more of my life because I spent all my time with my girl. I'm starting to show my life more on YouTube because for the past year, I didn't really vlog anything. I just wanted, one, a break, two, to build my relationship with my girlfriend, and three, just, I don't know, just have some time to myself to reflect. The last 2 years of my life was vlogging every day for 3 years. And then I went straight into competing full time in Call of Duty again. I took a 3-year break of it, jumped right back into it, started salarying a team, made it into the pro league, was playing 12-hour days, renovating a house at the same time. It was tiring, man. I was exhausted. I just wanted to take a break from everything.
That's how I feel, man.
You ever feel like your relationship will hit a point where the relationship or the views matter more than the relationship? And if it does, like, are you gonna stop yourself?
I don't give a shit about the views, man. Mm-hmm. I care. Yeah, you care about the views. Like, yo, if I like vlog with Logan right now and I put in my tongue on my thumbnail, I'm gonna get more views. Like, cool. But like, I'd rather have a purpose with what I do. I'm at a point in my life where I can make a comfortable, sustainable living and I'm not gonna be worried about money.
Got it.
You know, that's how I feel.
Got it. No, you're absolutely awesome, right. That's definitely.
But the views
way
is dope,
it.
Man. I mean, the views is great. Views it feels cool. Good when you get.
Why do you kind of look like me in this picture?
That's interesting.
When I used to be fat.
Yeah, I was such a herb, man.
A herb?
Herb.
That's awesome, bro. Herb Dean.
Herb Massive UFC Flair ref, of course.
Yeah. That's such a, that's an East Coast term too.
Herb,
fucking herbs, dude. Fucking herbs.
So how did you decide to cross that bridge and go on camera with her? Because I know that that terrifies me. That terrifies me.
Bringing a girl into your relationship with your life, right?
On camera,
putting
man.
On camera.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, for me, it's a little bit like I'm not as crazy every day as you are. Mm-hmm. My life is really simple, and I love what I do every day. You are doing a billion different things all the time, business meetings, this, that, the other thing, acting too. Like, you live a crazy, cool life, man, and you're in a point in your life where you want to take advantage of those things. So I don't blame you. But for me, I've known her for such a long time, and I knew there was a bunch of things that went into it. One was she wasn't happy what she was doing with her life, with corporate. She graduated college. She went to a corporate job. And she always, all signs to me point to the fact that she wants to do something with entertainment. Like, she could be a Disney voice.
She just doesn't know it yet.
She just doesn't know. And I feel like I need to give her that push. And plus, it's really uncomfortable for me to not vlog and not, I guess, really maximize my own potential.
For sure.
And it's my choice, but I wanted to make sure I was at a point with my relationship where I felt like we were both comfortable and on the same page and ready to do it. And I'm like, babe, if we're going to be going to the Challenger Games, there's all these influencers and YouTubers out there. You're going to be on a camera somewhere. I'd rather just not make it uncomfortable. Let's just make videos ourselves and just show people like
that's
who
awesome,
we are. You know?
Mad admirable.
Damn. And I think as long as you're on the same page with whoever you're with and you guys have a very good understanding of like where you want to be, then it's okay. You just got to make sure you're on that same page.
Man,
you're just
this is just
awesome
gonna change my
kid.
Whole view.
So I hope it helps you with whatever you're gonna do too.
It does. It does. You're saying a lot of things that are like have been sizzling in
your
my
head.
Mind. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And you confirming them is just it's
timing
nice
too, man. Yeah, it's all about timing, man. For
you
sure,
know that. For sure. I want to go to audio only because we do have to make our way
to leave.
Yeah,
we have soon. To go to the track soon. For
a production. We can do a quick little audio only.
You
right
want to do a quick bop through?
Yeah, yo. Thank you, bro. Thank you for coming on Impulse.
Dude, this is awesome. Yeah, I love talking. This is great.
Where can they find you on Instagram, social media, Twitter?
Sensor on everything. FaZe_Sensor on Instagram.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, audio only right now. Spotify and iTunes. Hit that subscribe button. We freaking love you. Take it easy, Bruce. Here we are. Audio only, bro. No
I games. Just...
It's like it's crazy because he's almost like the exact opposite of us.
Yeah, Spence by Spencer. Love you.
Yo, see you, bro.
Can I make a quick note about the exact opposite of us? It really has nothing to do with that, but I can't do this podcast without headphones. It takes me out of my fucking zone.
Yeah.
Dude. Like honestly, without I never realized until I took the headphones off. I feel like now I just feel like almost like David or Pam or Andre just sitting in the room. Cause like it's like, yo, are we on the show? Or are you guys like we could talk right now? It's the same.
Yeah.
Like you really,
no,
Brad,
Mike,
you really fucked us this time.
I absolutely agree with you, Mike. No,
so
it's
like
all
she
good.
Made those cupcakes right there, but I just didn't want to post and show people that. She
oh,
made all
really?
Those cupcakes. Yeah, it was dope.
Just for fun?
Yeah, it was like during the Conor McGregor fight. Remember when he got his ass busted
oh,
by Khabib?
Oh, yeah. You into fighting?
You're oh, yeah, dude. Everything's sports. I live it.
Oh, for real? You got a favorite sport?
Football. Basketball's close second.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you bet on the games? Like,
no,
are you engaging
bet.
In gambling?
No.
You did do make that $2 bet where you won $50,000.
Yeah.
On the scrap.
What happened just now?
Pull up the Instagram.
Oh, I can't because Brad just...
It doesn't matter anyways. I can't see. It's audio only.
Oh, yeah.
$50,000 on a $2 bet.
What's really going on?
It was a quick draw bet. It
a
was
quick
like
draw,
what
like
does that
lottery.
Mean?
Like you know, it's like a lottery thing.
You spent $2?
$2.
And you won $50K. But why do good things happen to good people?
I don't think that's the saying. That's amazing.
No, like attracts like. Damn. You deserve it. When are you going to have a kid, huh?
Ooh. What do you think, babe?
Soon? Not so soon?
No, let's chill.
I feel you.
Let's chill, she said.
I feel you. I will say right now, dude, next girlfriend I get, I'm going to try to have a kid ASAP.
I just look at you when you say that. You have a weird yellow hat on that's not yours. You're covered in dog hair. Like, you know, like you have no, your
I'm
legs
a mess,
broken.
Bro.
You're a disaster. Most of your animals
mess.
End up eating the other
it's
animals.
Be
like, you can't
to
have
you,
a goddamn child. But not
and you know
yet.
What else? Hey, you know what else told me? Danny told me last night, she goes, I hate babysitting. I was like, no, I was
I
gonna rely
to.
On you to raise my kid. She's like, no. I have to get a proper nanny and everything. Hey, are big arms in, you think?
I don't know.
You just like having big arms?
I don't even try. It
I
just
think
happens.
Like
really?
Arms,
yeah. Dude. I think, yeah, babe, do you like big arms? Okay, that's
oh
a good.
Oh my gosh,
that's why I love her so much, man. That's why she's so good.
She said I like your arm.
Because like sometimes
see, my
I'm
dog
more,
looks a lot like your.
I know.
I'm so sorry to hear about, it. And I'm so sorry to hear about Maverick too.
Bro, it's all my pets are just getting fucking consumed. It's horrible.
You want to know the first thing we do after they get consumed? We turn them into pillows.
That's are you serious.
We had the Maverick pillow before he.
But yeah, we prepare eating. Them first. Like, see, there's Ginger right
but the
there.
The Kong
see,
pillow.
Did you see her over there?
Yeah. Oh, I just okay.
No, bro. We made pillows out of everything in the house, and they just happened to die.
Yo, maybe it's because the pillows. Some sort of curse.
No. What was the order in which the pillows came? And is there a Mike pillow? No, there's not.
Hey, we're gonna get one.
There's a Logan.
No, bro,
there's
no way. Ginger's too big, dude.
Too big to die.
Yeah.
Too big to fail. Like the big
What's going on here? You hanging out with Keemstar?
Yeah, I've known Keem since way back in the day. Actually, my YouTube channel is like made after his Call of Duty team he made back in 2012.
He made a Call of Duty team?
Pam's not going to like this, but I've come around to Keemstar.
That's where his like, entire base started.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I've come around to him. He's nice to me and Logan. We have a message chat with him on Twitter. I don't know.
He's not going to... Yo, he's not going to... I don't believe Keem takes sides. I think he just doesn't... What's gonna get some views? Say what's gonna resonate with the most amount of people.
He's definitely tough. He's definitely tough on Jake, and he's definitely there's one other
person.
Because
the internet's tough on Jake. So, yeah. You know, might as well join the bandwagon.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I don't know.
That makes sense. Know.
How's he in real life?
Keem?
Yeah.
Not as outgoing as you would think.
But me either.
That's
who
not,
is?
That's a lie.
No, you're dude. When I first met you just now, like I could feel you coming up from behind me.
Fuck.
Mom, food. Fuck.
All right.
He's more animated on videos, but he's the same guy off camera.
I got you. Damn, bro.
Everyone has to be a little more animated, though, man. You have to be that way.
You got that picture?
If you could give me one piece of advice, like what would it be? Advice or like say something you've seen and like, yo, you can be honest with me.
I think you've done everything perfect on social media, except for that one fuck up, which I DM'd you about.
Yeah.
Which I was like, yo, I know you're going to bounce back because I know you're too determined to not.
Yeah.
So I think like that's just a part of life. I think you're chilling, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like you got so much good insight, dude. Like I really admire your A, values and B, your tenacity to like decide on something
and just
go for it.
Can you give him a piece of advice on how he looks maybe? Like just the
Logan? I haven't showered in 2.5 days, bro.
Just like overall looks.
My dog sheds 50 pounds of hair a day.
I mean, considering the amount of shit he's doing on a day-to-day basis, he looks pretty fucking good.
Thanks,
man.
Bro. You see that?
So no advice on how he lives, nothing on how he looks.
I mean, now you're fishing,
right? I did it,
well,
and
just,
now, and now you're
you
trying to like...
I think you want a piece of advice from a tenacity guy.
I think
tenacity,
he's a...
tenacious.
No, I'll be serious. I think Logan, I think you are a pioneer.
Thanks, bro.
And I think that you definitely have and will continue changing the game. And I think the ball's always going to be in your court with whatever the fuck you want to do, man.
Hope so.
When he says don't have a kid, I mean, dude, you got everything.
I'm
going to
have a goddamn kid, right?
Just make sure you know what you get yourself signed up for, that's all.
Hey, Doug Martin's advice is to have a kid.
God dang it.
Well, no, when you're ready,
I've worked
bro,
so hard at this sensor.
And it's good for the views, too.
Don't you? All right, let me ask this question. Do you think he should consider getting a girlfriend before the kid? Like, should there be an order to the things?
I like to call it a vessel.
Yeah, like a vessel.
So like a place for the... Like the,
child
the
digestate. Well,
a vessel, perhaps.
I think he might potentially be doing it backwards. He's trying to find out what college his kid should go to before he actually finds a girlfriend to have the kid, said kid with.
Yo, but I don't know if she even needs to be my girlfriend. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so
just like a homie, like dap up, yo, carry my child for just 9 months real quick.
So you don't want to get married?
No, I do.
So you want to be married and like settle down with
her.
Wants
to have a kid
first,
then get married.
It's just tough, bro. Cause like me trying to find a girlfriend right now is like, I don't know, not the greatest.
Trust issues.
I don't know what it is. I just think I'm looking for like a unicorn and they don't exist that often. Like I found one, you know?
I'm the hot, crazy matrix.
Yeah, you got lucky. You got way lucky. Must be nice.
That's my unicorn right there.
Yo, we got to go to Long Beach.
Fuck,
we got to go run. Thank you for real, brother.
Pleasure, bro.
Yeah. Impulsive number one podcast in the world. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.